Hi, I'm Laura Meneses, and I'm so glad you've joined us for today's weekday meditation with my pastor, Chuck Allen. Over the next few minutes, Pastor Chuck will walk you through a few brief thoughts on Scripture and lead you in a time of quietude, solitude, and meditative prayer. So, settle in and join my friend, Pastor Chuck Allen.
Hi, everybody. Thanks for joining me for today's weekday meditation. We are about to jump into our fourth month in providing the weekday meditations for you, and I'm so glad that you have stuck with us and continue to grow as you allow God to have time in your life when we stop to find a little quietude, a little solitude, and hear the voice of God. If you haven't already, I want to encourage you to order your copy of Power Routines. I've put together a 30-day power journal that allows you to incorporate gratitude, scripture, journaling, and prayer. And you can find more information about that by just going to my website at achuckallen.com, or you can find more about that on the Sugar Hill Church app or website at sugarhill.church. So thanks again for joining me today. I want us to start a five-day series on power. I've discovered that we all need a little more power. When you look across the store shelves, whether it's a grocery store or Walmart or any place like that, you will find literally hundreds of different products that promise to give you greater strength, greater power, that give you the ability to maintain greater focus, whatever that might be. But the fact is that we all need power. So I want to start off by giving you these few pictures over 5 days of what it is when God gives us power. And so I want to start today in Acts chapter 9 and in verse 3. As he was approaching Damascus, speaking about Paul, on a mission, a light from heaven suddenly shone down around him. He fell to the ground and heard a voice saying to him, "Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?" "Who are you, Lord?" Saul asked. And the voice replied, "I am Jesus, the one you are persecuting. Now get up and go into the city, and you will be told what you must do." And the men with Paul stood speechless, for they heard the sound of someone's voice, but saw no end. They saw no one. Saul picked himself up off the ground, but when he opened his eyes, he was blind. So his companions led him by the hand to Damascus, and he remained there blind for 3 days and did not eat or drink. Now there was a believer in Damascus named Ananias. The Lord spoke to him in a vision, calling, "Ananias." "Yes, Lord," he replied. And the Lord said, "Go over to Straight Street to the house of Judas. When you get there, ask for a man from Tarsus named Saul. He's praying to me right now. I have shown him a vision of a man named Ananias coming in and laying hands on him so he can see again." Now, I want to stop because we know the rest of the story from going from Saul to Paul. God stepped in with great power. And even though we know the Apostle Paul had a great lineage, he had a great history, he had the right pedigree, had the right education, had enough money, but what God did was he infused him with power. Today, whatever it is you do, wherever you are at, whatever God's using you to do, my prayer for you is that you would allow God to infuse you with Holy Spirit power. So let's start our prayer time off today and find a place of quietude and solitude. And now let's just tell the Lord a couple of things you're grateful for. Say it out loud. "Lord, right now I'm grateful for..." And then bring to the Lord something that you just want to thank him for being. Tell the Lord you're grateful that he is there for you, that he is providing healing for you, that he is always providing for you. Whatever it is, tell the Lord you're grateful for that in him, in his life, in your life, how he steps in and is always available. And now bring something before the Lord that you just know that you can't accomplish on your own. No one else can do it for you, but you need the Lord to step in and do something. What is it that you are asking the Lord to step in and do in your life right now? And now I invite you to take a time of quietude and solitude, and I'll mind the time, and I'll be back in about a minute and a half. And you just stop and let the Lord speak into your life. Quietude with solitude, and listen to the promptings and the direction and the voice of God. I'll mind the time. I'll be right back. thanks so much for spending another short time in meditation with me today. I trust that you've heard from the voice of God and you've opened up a line of power to receive power and to request power from the Lord. And in this time, whatever it is that you have been directed to do, go function knowing you have the power of the heavenly presence of God living within you in the form of His Holy Spirit. Trust the Holy Spirit to give you direction and clarity today. God bless you. I'll be back tomorrow for day two of power.
Thanks, Pastor Chuck. I trust that you've been encouraged in your time of meditation today. You can subscribe to the Weekday Meditation in iTunes or your favorite podcast platform. And I also hope you'll listen to today's weekday podcast. Just 5 minutes a day and 5 days a week, the weekday podcast is a cup of encouragement straight from Scripture. Pastor Chuck will be back with another weekday meditation tomorrow. Thanks again, and go in peace.